This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The Key of Gold, 23 Czech Folk Tales. Translated by Joseph Bowdish. A Clever Lass. Once upon a time there was a shepherd. He used to pasture his sheep upon a hill. And one day he saw something glittering on the opposite hill, so he went there to see what it was. It was a golden mortar. He took it up and said to his daughter, "I will give this mortar to our king." But she said, "Don't do that. If you give him the mortar, you won't have the pestle, and he is sure to ask for it, and then you will get into trouble." But the shepherd thought that she was only a silly girl. He took the mortar, and when he came before the king, he said, "Begging your pardon, Mr. King, I want to give you this mortar." The king answered him roughly, "If you give me the mortar, I must have the pestle as well. Unless the pestle is here within 3 days, your life will be forfeit." The shepherd began to lament. "My daughter was right when she said that when you had got the mortar, you would want the pestle too. I wouldn't listen to her, so it serves me right." "Have you such a clever daughter as that?" asked the king. "Indeed I have," said the shepherd. "Then tell your daughter that I will marry her, if she comes neither walking nor riding, clothed nor unclothed, neither by day nor by night, neither at noon nor in the morning, and I won't ask for the pestle either." The shepherd went home and said, "You can get me out of this if you go to Mr. King, neither clothed nor unclothed, and the rest of it." But the daughter wasn't a bit frightened. She came with the fall of dusk, and that was neither at noon nor in the morning. She dressed herself in fishing nets. She took a goat, and she partly rode on the goat, and partly she walked. And when the king saw that she had only a fishing net on, that she came with the approach of dusk, and that she was partly walking, partly riding on the goat, he was bound to marry her. But he said to her, "You will be my wife so long as you don't give advice to anybody. But if you do, you must part with me." Well, she didn't give advice to anybody until one day there was a market in the town, and a farmer's mare had a foal at the market. The foal ran away to another farmer, who was there with a gelding, and the farmer said, "This foal belongs to me." They went to law about it, and at last the matter came before the king. And the king, considering that every animal ought to run to its mother, decided that a gelding had had a foal. The farmer who owned the mare went down the stairs, saying over and over again, "The gelding has foaled, the gelding has foaled." The queen heard him, and she said, "Man, you are talking nonsense." So he told her that he had been at the market, that his mare had foaled, but the foal ran to another farmer who was there with a gelding. "And now," he said, "it has been decided that the gelding has foaled." So he thought there could be no mistake. At any rate, he couldn't help it. When the queen heard this story, she said, "Tomorrow my lord the king will go out for a stroll. Take a fishing net and begin fishing on the road in front of him. The king will ask you, 'Why are you fishing on a dry road?' And you must answer, 'Why not? It's as hopeful as expecting a gelding to foal.' But you must not say who gave you this advice." So it was. As the king was walking along, he saw the farmer fishing on the dry road. He asked him, why was he fishing there? "Why not?" said he. "It's as hopeful as expecting a gelding to foal." The king at once began to rate the farmer. "That's not out of your own head," he said, and he kept at the farmer until he let the secret out. So the king came home, summoned the queen, and said to her, "You have been with me for a long time, and you have given advice in spite of it all, so you must go tomorrow. But I will allow you to take with you the thing you like best." It was no good arguing. So the king invited all of his courtiers and prepared a splendid banquet. When the banquet was finished, the queen said to the king, "Before we part, you must drink this glass of wine to my health." And she had put some opium in the wine on the sly. The king drank it at a draught, and fell asleep at once. A carriage was got ready, and the queen put the king in it, and drove to her father's old hut. There she laid the king on the straw, and when he woke up, he asked where he was. "You are with me. Didn't you tell me that I could take the thing I like best with me?" The king saw how clever she was, and he said, "Now you can give advice to anybody you like." And so they drove home again, and he was king, and she queen again. End of A Clever Lass.